This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comment about proposed expansion of storage capacity at WIPP due Friday, February 3rd. The U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, and its Contractor Nuclear Waste Partnership, LLC, reopened the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, on Wednesday, January 4th, with the disposal of two pallets of plutonium-contaminated radioactive and hazardous waste that had been stored in the waste handling building since 2014 in the underground salt mine. Workers were required to wear personal protective equipment to protect them from radiation exposure. An official ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on Monday, January 9th, with DOE Secretary Ernest Moniz and New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, as well as other dignitaries, who did not wear protective equipment when they descended into the dump. WIPP was reopened following a truck fire and a radiation release that contaminated large portions of the mine in February 2014. Once all of the waste containers stored in the waste handling building are disposed of, DOE plans to begin shipments from its other sites in the spring. Activists question bringing shipments from other sites when necessary mine safety work is needed. The work includes installing roof bolts in the ceiling to keep it from falling, required improvements to the ventilation system, which will not be completed until at least 2021, and closing 60% of the contaminated areas where recently slabs of salt have fallen. The current WIPP hazardous waste permit issued by the New Mexico Environment Department allows for storage of waste containers in the waste handling building and the parking area for a maximum of 90 days. The permit also allows for a quote-unquote surge storage of a third of the existing capacity. Despite the allowance for surge, WIPP has never used it. Nevertheless, DOE recently requested permission from the Environment Department to expand operations by constructing a 65,280 cubic foot waste container storage unit on the surface at WIPP, next to the waste handling building and parking area. DOE's proposal would expand surface storage 10 times the volume currently allowed. The proposed facility, called a concrete overpack container storage unit, would store waste above ground for up to a year. Unlike the current system, where containers are delivered and disposed of, waste containers would be delivered, placed in the storage unit, removed from the storage unit, processed in the waste handling building, and then disposed of. Waste containers would be handled multiple times, increasing the likelihood of accidents and worker exposure. Joni Ahrens of CCNS encouraged the public to oppose WIPP expansion because the concrete overpack container storage unit is not needed. CCNS and our colleagues have prepared a sample comment letter for you to use. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.